Says with the awakening of the Islamic world, the West has reached a strategic standstill. A former U.S. Attorney General slams Washington's approach in dealing with Iran's peaceful nuclear activities. And the Russian president signs a plan for a ceasefire in Georgia. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, welcome to JNN English News. It's 5:30 p.m. here in Tehran. Iranian Parliament Speaker says with the awakening of the Islamic world, the West has reached a strategic standstill. Addressing the closing ceremony of a conference in Tehran on the Mahdism doctrine, Ali Larijani said Saturday the West wouldn't like to see Iran and other Muslim nations make scientific progress. He then urged Islamic countries to continue to move ahead on the scientific front and work towards setting the stage for the global rule of Imam Mahdi. Some 11 top local and foreign participants who had presented articles on Mahdism were also awarded at the ceremony. Iran's national petrochemical company has made joint investments with foreign partners worth over $4.5 billion. Iranian company has been contracted by Turkmenistan to construct a drinking water purification plant in a near residential area north of the country. Turk advisor to the Iranian president, Mojtaba Samare Hashemi, says he's happy over flourishing ties between Iran and some Latin American countries. Samare Hashemi, who arrived in Paraguay Friday to take part in the swearing-in ceremony of the country's president, Fernando Lugo, also told reporters that Tehran and Asuncion are on course to forge ever closer relations. He described Iran's relations with Venezuela and Ecuador as good and growing, particularly in the field of energy. He then blamed the White House as the root cause of unrest in Iraq and underscored violence will continue in the war-torn country as long as the U.S. military remains on the ground. You're with JNN. Former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark has blasted Washington's approach in dealing with Iran's peaceful nuclear activities. In an interview with the IRB correspondent in New York, the former top U.S. official also lashed out at his own country for developing nuclear weapons.
Well, the United States is obviously using Iran's legitimate desire to develop nuclear energy for peaceful purposes as a means for assaulting it verbally and perhaps physically, claiming without evidence that the real purpose is to manufacture nuclear weapons. And the chief violator of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is my own country, the United States. It has more bombs than any other country by far. It has more sophisticated delivery systems by far. It has in place around the world launch sites, including the Trident II nuclear submarines, which 20 of which are still commissioned. It can launch from undersea all over the world at any time.
Iran has dismissed as illegal measures adopted by the UN Security Council over the country's nuclear program, as well as Iranian banks. In a letter to the UN Security Council, which came in response to a joint letter to the Council by the US, France, and Britain, Iranian UN Chargé d'Affaires Mehdi Daneshyazi underlined that Iran's nuclear issue has been illegally imposed on the Security Council by certain countries. It was stipulated in the letter that all IAEA reports prove Iran has remained committed to its international obligations and that Iran's nuclear issue should run its normal course, said the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency. In the letter, Iran also dismissed accusations that Iranian banks are involved in non-civilian nuclear activities. Two Iranian civil engineers have been abducted in Afghanistan's western province of Herat. The two were kidnapped Thursday night from their construction workshop on the highway between Herat and Islamkala. They were employees of an Iranian road construction company which operates in western Afghanistan. In an interview with CNN, Gorbachev touched upon Washington's support for Tbilisi, adding after the Cold War, the United States made mistakes for which people have to pay the price. Gorbachev's remarks came as Russian military officials spoke of huge amounts of U.S.-made weapons being discovered in western Georgia. Latest reports from the conflict-ridden region indicate Russian President Dmitry Medvedev on Saturday signed a plan for a ceasefire in Georgia that his Georgian counterpart had reluctantly agreed to a day earlier, setting the stage for a Russian troop withdrawal after more than a week of warfare. And closer to home, visiting president of the Asia Football Confederation, Mohammad Ben Hammam, in an exclusive interview with CNN's Amir Khosrowshahri, has elaborated on the status of Iran's football.
And actually, it is a leading role in Asia, and this is a historic actually achievement. It is not today achievement or yesterday achievement. Actually, Iran since last 30, 40 years, having the same role. They have participated in the World Cup so many times. They were in the final of Asia so many times. Their clubs being the champion of Asia so many times. So Iran actually historically is one of the strongest teams in Asia.
در قم مسیرهای منتهی به مسجد مقدس جمکران مملو از مشتاقان و عاشقان حضرت ولی عصر عجل الله تعالی فرجه و شریف است که برای عرض ارادت خود به ساحت مقدس بقیت الله العظم ارواح و نافدا و حضور در جشنهای نیمه شعبان به این مسجد مقدس آمدند. مردم سوریه نیز با برپایی مراسم ویژه‌ای روز نیمه شعبان را گرامی داشتند. هزاران نفر از شیفتگان خاندان نبوت هم با وجود تدابیر شدید امنیتی در کربلا با پای پیاده از دورترین مناطق عراق خود را به شهر کربلا رساندند تا مراسم نیمه شعبان را در جوار حرم مطهر امام حسین علیه السلام برگزار کنند.
گرمای هوا 50 درجه بالای صفر. اینان مسافران دلباخته نیمه شعبانند. از دورترین و نزدیکترین شهرها به کربلا می روند تا شاد باش بگویند میلاد آخرین منجی عالم بشریت را.
ما دیشب 2:30 از منطقه حسینیه بغداد حرکت کردیم و انشالله با پای پیاده تا کربلا خواهیم رفت. اگرچه هوا خیلی گرمه و بدون امکاناتی حرکت کردیم، اما این اقدام ما در راه حضرت صاحب زمان و امام حسین علیهم السلام اصلا سخت نیست.
اینان می دانند که سفره پربرکت ائمه از هر شهری تا کربلا مهیاست که آذوقه‌ای به همراه ندارند.
قران اهل بیت علیهم السلام فقط در مسیر بغداد به کربلا 2000 جایگاه برای استراحت و خدمات رسانی به زوار جشن نیمه شعبان در نظر گرفتند.
و مشارکت نبی
شان کاروان معرفت و عشق پای پیاده برای شرکت در جشن نیمه شعبان به دریای بیکران و با صفای بین الحرمین می پیوندد.